Good afternoon. We're enjoying another unseasonably mild day today across interior New York and New England with a good amount of sunshine. Some clouds continue to back in from the coast in association with post-tropical cyclone Jose spinning off the eastern seaboard. However, rainfall is confined to easternmost parts of New England, while central and western New England are seeing more clouds. Some scattered mid and high-level clouds will pass through the rest of the region from time to time, filtering out a little bit of the sunshine, but that should not stop temperatures from climbing and the humidity levels from staying down. So we'll be comfortable right on through the evening, which will lead to a clear night and temperatures back into the 50s. Areas of fog will develop toward tomorrow morning and sunrise. Speaking of tomorrow, even warmer, with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower and mid-80s for afternoon highs. The humidity, while it will stay low for most of the day, it'll start to creep up toward evening. The humidity will begin to climb even more tomorrow night, and it will feel like the middle of summer around here on Sunday. With hazy sun, it will be hot and humid with high temperatures near record levels in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. In fact, the heat and humidity last into the day on Monday with mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s again before we see readings drop back into the mid-80s, though with mostly sunny skies and increased humidity on Tuesday. At this point, we'll track a front our way from the Great Lakes for the middle and latter portion of next week. That could bring us a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday. By Thursday afternoon, we'll be back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, located about 30 miles north-northeast of Grand Turk Island and about 465 miles east-southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas. Maria is moving toward the northwest near 7 miles per hour, and a motion toward the north-northwest is expected later today and tomorrow. On the forecast track, Maria's eye will move near or just east of the Turks and Caicos Islands in southeastern Bahamas today. Maximum sustained winds are near 125 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. An additional 3 to 6 inches of rain is expected for Puerto Rico, bringing isolated maximum stored total amounts to 40 inches. Rainfall here in the Turks and Caicos, the Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas is causing life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. The Hurricane Center is also tracking post-tropical cyclone Jose, located 125 miles southeast of Nantucket. Jose is moving toward the west near 2 miles per hour and is expected to meander well off the coast of the southeastern portion of New England for the next several days. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast for the next 48 hours. Jose is a large system, though, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 220 miles from the center. A sustained wind of 43 miles per hour with a gust of 53 miles per hour was officially reported at a site on Block Island. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect from Woods Hole to Sagamore Beach, including Cape Cod, for strong winds, rip currents, and coastal flooding. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, breezy, near 80. Boston, cloudy and windy with showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high, 95, set in 1895. And the record low, 31 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:52 p.m., 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy periods with sunny breaks today, breezy, with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy skies with sunny breaks and temperatures in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still comfortable humidity in the mid-80s. Sunny, hot, and humid Sunday, upper 80s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid Monday in the upper 80s. Still very warm in the mid-80s with mostly sunny skies and increased humidity Tuesday. And a scattered shower or thunderstorm both Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures back into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.